Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This the DJV program. I mean, there are many. Well, there's a D here, and there's one of the J's.
Everybody it's the else DJ is show.
Yeah, it's the DJ show, which means it's all music all the time. That's what it could be. People think that when they see the DJV thing, they think that this is some new kind of disc jockey show. Did you know that? That's what some people told me after. Actually, the event the other night that you and Victoria and Jennifer enjoyed as much as you did, the rewards that came from that, including what I understand from your father is lots of alcohol, the night of the event. Good thing I went home and went to bed and was responsible. That's for sure. So here we are having...
Someone had to be responsible because it wasn't us.
And this boils of winning, right, exactly. Thursday, May the 26th. It's the DJV or whatever the derivation is. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. And the questions that are mounting about the situation in Texas, there is one question on top of another. I actually listened to a lot of the press conferences. I was driving around Los Angeles yesterday. Governor Abbott and the people who are there to explain or to just talk. Most of it was just talk as far as I listening to it and thinking, okay, are there real answers? Are there real solutions? The public wants some action. But the public isn't likely. Well, I guess it depends on who in the public you're talking about. Because there are a lot of people already, Jay, who have this warped thing that it's about the gun laws, and it really isn't about the gun laws. It's about the guns and their usage by this 18-year-old. And so there was a lot of focus on mental health. And then during that conversation, there was an interruption. And apparently Beto O'Rourke thought that he was the fellow he ran for president, didn't he, once? It seems to me he was involved in the tech. Yeah, he was a wannabe. And now he's running against Abbott for governor and extremely inappropriate. I'm not a real big fan of Abbott's one way or the other. He's okay, but he's no star. He's no fabulous. He's not this fabulous leader. We don't have a lot of fabulous leaders. He wasn't inspirational in the press conference yesterday. He was kind of pedantic, and the people in Texas are, many of them are genuinely, most people, the average person is pretty put off by what happened at that school. It's probably a milder statement than some people would use. It's milder than I've used in private. But at any rate, this O'Rourke could be heard saying during the encounter, "This is on you, and you choose to do something, or until you choose to do something, you've done nothing, yada, yada, yada." And basically, Greg Abbott kind of ignored O'Rourke. There's nothing that isn't political. Nothing in this world, and I'm getting pretty damn sick of it, frankly. The people who have died... what happened afterwards, it seems, Jay, is that Abbott ignored O'Rourke, and then the lieutenant governor went after O'Rourke. He said, quote, "You're out of line and an embarrassment." There was a couple of other, the mayor of this town, Don McLaughlin, he was the most forceful, said, quote, "Sir, you are out of line. Please leave the auditorium. I can't believe you are a sick son of a bee who would come to an ordeal like this to make it a political issue." Ted Cruz, who ran against O'Rourke for the Senate, I think 4 years ago, told him to sit down, seemingly in disgust. After O'Rourke left, the governor noted, "There's no words anybody shouting can come up with here and do anything to heal all these broken hearts." And then there was, after the encounter, Beto O'Rourke reaffirmed his advocacy for increasing restrictions to curb gun violence. Texas is a big gun state, and that's pretty well known. Whether O'Rourke finds a constituency, you remember, there are a lot of people who have moved into Texas from California and other states that are more liberal than Texas has been, and they, especially the west part of the state, San Antonio and Austin. So is that going to change the balance? Does it make it a purple state? At this point, who gives
probably
a damn?
Probably not enough. Well, yeah, there's too much cross-party fighting. Everybody, yeah. I think we can all agree, no matter how you identify, we need to keep our children safe. But the question is, how do we do that? Because you do have the conversation of mental health. We are not the only country who is dealing with mental health issues. But we are the country who has the most gun issues, especially in schools. And then you have people in one party saying, well, it's the red party saying it's the blue states. The blue party saying it's the red states. And it's happening everywhere. These situations do not care what political party a state identifies with more. But then you also have the argument of, okay, well, what about the gun laws? Do we get rid of guns? Well, there's so many guns on the street already, so even if you get rid of people legally having guns, there's still so many guns illegally on the street. You're not actually going to remove any guns. It's going to take a very long time before we would see any progress in that to begin with. And most of these shootings are happening with people who have either obtained their gun legally, or they've stolen it from somebody who have obtained their gun legally. Most people who are getting their guns on the streets, and when I say obtaining their gun illegally from someone who got it legally, it's usually because it's somebody in their own home or a family member. People who are getting guns on the streets and shooting each other, it's not these mass shootings. It's kind of what my perception is, what I've been seeing, is it's more gang-related, or it's more directed at one specific person or a drive-by. They're not shooting up schools, so it seems like we can identify the issues, but what is the true logical fix? Is it upping security everywhere?
You know, it's interesting to see the reaction around the country, around the world. Yesterday when I went on the air, the discussion was at least we started with a discussion from points of view of other supportive governments and people in other countries. But the one thing is starkly, starkly true. In the rest of the world, pretty much bar no other country, this kind of stuff doesn't happen. Whether there's freedom to own guns, I don't know, the gun laws in other countries, and it doesn't make a difference, I don't think, here. What I think makes a difference is, what is there that's different about America? Why is it that America has these shameful incidents all the time? Every weekend in Chicago. Pretty much every weekend in Los Angeles and the suburbs, it's a shooting gallery. New York, certainly there's no shy, retiring attitude toward, I own my guns and I want to do what I want to do and shoot up this part of town and that part of town. And we have it all over the country. This is the only country in the world that has this sort of a problem. And so understanding it, looking around, I noticed in many school districts, after the shooting, the reaction of superintendents and school boards and people that run the communities, never mind, well, there are condolences for sure, but then there are these, this focus on what do you do in the schools. One of the things that is very, I think, was it your father who told me this? I'm trying to remember who it was that made some comment about walking around the schools in Los Angeles that have usually fences all around them, and then going to other places in the country where, for the most part, there aren't fences. They're open. They call them campuses, and I don't think that's appropriate. They're usually single schools. A campus is a number of buildings that usually are associated with a college. At any rate, so you go to a school in most of the country, and it's pretty open, and, you know, you go, you can use football field. You can use the tennis courts. You can use the facilities.
You can run the track. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, exactly. But not in Los Angeles. It's a recognition, I guess, instead of having done something. Are we beyond? I look around at the world, and I look at the lack of leadership and the lack of reality in the minds of people and the action. You wonder if it's not just, if we haven't just gone too far. You know, there's all this stuff that's going on between various countries. We are just in, it's pretty upsetting. I think more to the bigger picture, if you will, of what goes on schools, what's going on everywhere in the country, and whether we can do something about it. That's the question. And Beto O'Rourke pulling that stunt yesterday isn't going to do anything to fix anything. I've always thought he was a clown anyway. He did nothing for me when he was running before. I think he's kind of a waste of time. And maybe we've wasted a time. You have to acknowledge what he did, Jay. It's also interesting, in Texas, the Bush family has sort of come out of the woodwork. Some people are referring to it as the last stand, the Bush dynasty's last stand in Texas. George P. Bush, in an uphill campaign to unseat the Texas Attorney General, the question of whether or not the family has influence or not in Texas the way he did. He certainly broke with the family over Trump, and I thought that was kind of indicative of how desperate he was, frankly. At any rate, there are a lot of interesting political stories floating around, but none of them seem to have any merit or much value. The whole business this week, most of what we talked about yesterday, Jay, in the absence of the three ladies, was all about the situation in Texas and then the situation nationally. And how do we contain it? How do we fix it? How do we deal with it? How do we move on? And there are so many different elements to this. But it's the same conversation, make no mistake. Same conversation over and over and over again. And so, you know, under the circumstances, what does that say about us? What does that say about our country? The fallout from the shooting in Texas is something that will be with us, I think, for whatever the reason. You know, go back to Sandy Hook in Connecticut. When that happened, that overcame the conversation for weeks. And then Alex Jones with his comments, that kept it going. So at any rate, we talk, but is there going to be action? That's the question. 18 after the hour.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch, give your work truck a boo-boo. Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there's a new, I suppose this is evidence in a manner of speaking, in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. This is, I guess we better go down this street to a point, because it will satisfy a lot of people's curiosity as to what happened when Kate Moss testified. We'll get to that with Jay right after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
All right, so on the issue of Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, what Kate Moss had to say influences probably the jury toward Johnny Depp. Is that, do you think I'm reading into it too much, or what do you think?
No, you're right on it with this, because here's the thing. So in case you missed it or if you don't remember anything, Amber Heard, during one of the testimonies she gave, she mentioned Kate Moss and a stairs situation when Amber Heard was discussing that Johnny almost pushed her sister downstairs and why she lunged at him and actually punched him and all of this stuff. And if you've seen the video or even just the clip of it, you can see Amber Heard's face as soon as she mentions Kate Moss. It is just like this, oh, crap, goes over her face because she mentioned her, and that means now Kate Moss is eligible to testify. And she did on Wednesday during the trial. And she had dated Johnny from 94 to 98. Said that they were romantic, I want to say a year following or whatnot, but she addressed an alleged encounter where she fell downstairs, and it was when they were on vacation in Jamaica. He had already gone off ahead of her. It was raining. She went to walk downstairs as she was leaving the room, and she fell, and she let out this big scream because it hurt. And he comes rushing back to her, carries her inside, gets her medical attention, all of this. So Kate Moss is saying what that alleged incident was, and that Johnny never hurt her, never pushed her downstairs, never threatened her, none of this stuff. And so that kind of goes back along to what Amber Heard was saying of she was worried Johnny was going to throw her sister down the stairs because of this whole Kate Moss situation. And no, that just Kate Moss herself, she wasn't in court. She was on a live video stream. But she herself said the whole situation never even happened and that Johnny was never threatening to her. And in fact, in a Vanity Fair interview she did back in 2012, Kate Moss said that Johnny Depp was one of the most significant relationships in her life, that whenever she second-guessed herself or was questioning taking a certain job or anything, she always trusted him to give her the truth, and that he took care of her in such a way that nobody else has ever been able to do. And for a long time after that relationship ended, she grieved it because it was such a significant relationship, and he was such a good man.
Her relationship with him seems to have been better than the relationship that he had with Amber Heard. That's the way I'm kind of looking at it. It looks like they had a pretty good relationship. All right. Interesting observation. Thank you, Jay. And Doug, here 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's Top Automotive Tech Story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars USA have announced that the entire 2023 lineup of Volvo cars in the U.S. will consist of mild hybrid, hybrid, or electric vehicles, all equipped with Google built-in. The XC90, XC40, as well as the V60 Cross Country, now receiving mild hybrid engines as standard. Volvo will make good on its sustainability commitment to electrify its full range of vehicles by 2030. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to rejuvenate skin surface cells for healthier looking skin in just 14 days. From dry and dull to firm and radiant. So I can step into my day feeling my best in my skin. And now try Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for visibly firmer skin that improves over time. Olay Body, fearless in my skin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump confirmed in a statement Wednesday that he still intends to speak at an annual meeting of the National Rifle Association, which is set to take place in Houston later this week. Singer of American Pie, Don McLean, was scheduled to perform at the NRA event. He pulled out after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, on Tuesday. The NRA's annual convention will take place from May 27th through the 29th. Texas Governor Greg Abbott Wednesday on the Uvalde shooter and his social media postings.
He said,
I'm going to shoot my grandmother. The second post was, I shot my grandmother. The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, I'm going to shoot an elementary school.
Parents in Uvalde are complaining it took law enforcement 40 minutes to engage the shooter, ending the rampage. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the nation mourns for Uvalde, Texas, how do we prevent another such event? Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam on Fox News Thursday morning.
This could have been prevented on so many different levels. I think social media, which is so good at scrubbing things that they think are socially unacceptable, completely missed the mark on this one. We have law enforcement that was placed, a safety officer that was at the school that was unable to stop the shooter. And then when law enforcement got there, it took 40 minutes to enter into that room, and I think that's probably because of the tactics that are being used are old tactics. When someone comes into a room and they're shooting young people like this, or anybody in a mass shooting scenario, you're supposed to rush to that and engage that shooter as quickly as you can to eliminate that threat.
The unmanned Boeing Starliner space capsule landed in the New Mexico desert Wednesday, completing a six-day mission with a trio of parachutes and airbags that cushioned the landing. The landing was the last step of a crucial test for Boeing and NASA, which required the aerospace company to prove it could safely fly the vehicle to the station and back autonomously before allowing it to fly astronauts. A Boeing spokesperson said on the live broadcast that the landing was a bullseye landing. Should be noted, in reality, it was 3/10 of a mile off its intended target. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour on the DJV program. How are you doing today? It's the Thursday edition of our program. Thursday, the last Thursday, as a matter of fact, of the month of May. Does that seem possible? Thinking about it, the last Thursday.
I feel like usually the year doesn't go so fast until you're in the middle of summer.
Yeah, I know.
It's going really fast already.
When the good weather feels good, then other things don't feel so good. That's the voice of Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. The other item of interest here, I suppose, I don't know if it's the other item of interest, but certainly the world attention will stay more consistently, whether you like it or you don't like it. for the better part of, well, until the situation is somehow alleviated in Ukraine. The fighting continues. Even though I thought it was interesting that Zelensky had something to say about the situation with the Texas shooting and his condolences and taking a little bit of time away from what his focus is, and appropriately so, what's going on in his country. And what is going on, one of the things that I saw, Jay, the evidence that's emerged in the executions that took place in Bucha, that is how you pronounce it. Is it Bucha or Bucha? Some people I hear pronounce it either way.
Yeah, I would say Bucha, but I also Bucha. Could be wrong, too.
Anyway, the group of Ukrainians who were executed by the Russian troops, I think this was well over a month ago, maybe almost 2 months ago now, there were stories, including one survivor who pretended to be dead. And it's that account, the literal account of somebody who's watching this take place as he's playing dead, that the what's coming out about it and the horrors of it, and why it is that the international community hasn't put a stop to this by putting a stop to Putin, that's really the outrage here, as much as anything else. The atrocities that continue to surface, the approach from Putin and others, even though there are many attempts going on inside, it would seem, and I don't know if this is wishful thinking or not, to get rid of him, to, you know, he needs to go. The world shouldn't be a tinderbox, shouldn't be waiting, you know, walking on eggshells because of this guy. And then you have the focus on Taiwan. When the president was over in Asia this week, and the statements that were made about how we would support Taiwan independence, the Chinese say this is a hypocritical and futile stance, and it will lead to a dangerous situation. And apparently this, there are a number of things that Bush said that angered the people that run China. I think the question was asked directly when he was in Tokyo if the U.S. would act militarily, and Biden said yes. So, you know, whether that's him being him and whether or not the people around him, you know, do what they always do, and that is try to walk back whatever he said, and that some of the people
who
really are
in this. He meant X, Y, Z.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, we've got that on people's minds. And you think, how much more of this stuff, how much more pressure can be brought to bear on our country, on the international community? These things keep happening. And is it the degradation of society? Is it the end of the world, as some people are saying? You know, I don't understand this. Why does anybody pay any attention to George Soros, other than the fact that he's a big old gas bag, but he's saying, look at what's going on. This is going to be World War III, and we've got to shut the, you know what, up.
Good save.
Thank you. That's good. Yeah. All right. Anyway, there's just so many complications. We know what the Chinese are all about. We know what we have in our back pocket. We know what the consequences would be. China can't afford, well, maybe they think they can, that is, economically, they are dependent on us and the West. That's where they've gotten to the starch. They have a lot of money, but they don't have deep roots. So how much of this stuff could they put up with? And why would they? Why would they draw a line in the sand? What? Why do they need? That's the same thing, I suppose I'm asking a silly question, but when it comes to Putin, you know he's a madman. I don't think that Xi is a madman. I think he's just a power-crazed zealot who wants more. Like a lot of people who run businesses, they keep buying up things, and they want more and more and more. They want more power, more control. What do you do with it? That's my question always is, what can you do with the headaches that you have now? You want more of those? You want to live your life that way with somebody that has a bullet with your name on it in the chamber of a gun someplace? You want to live like that? I sure as heck wouldn't want to live like that. I noticed that there were a group of senators who went over to Taiwan, Lindsey Graham among them. And while that was going on, China held air and naval training near Taiwan. And so here we go. Okay, we're going to show you guys. Here we go, that big, powerful plane that we're going to send the ship.
Wasn't there already some kind of military training that Russia was doing right by, you know, the Ukrainian border?
Yes.
This sounds so familiar.
Yeah, right. It's the same old
training with air quotes. Good grief.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's just noise, noise, and more noise. So anyway, you look at that and you understand. Or do you understand? I don't know. I sort of wanted to go back a little bit to what I was saying earlier on with regard to the United States. Some people are angered by this. They don't want to hear it. They don't want, I mean, guns, it's like with some people, guns are more important than anything else in their lives. Their spouses, their children, their work, their church, whatever. Oh, guns. It's like there's a sexual attraction to guns. I know some people think that there is something about it that enhances one's sexual ability. I don't know where that comes from.
Ability. It definitely is a beloved hobby by a lot of people. The problem is not everybody, not every gun owner, and I'm not saying all gun owners, I'm saying not every gun owner properly stores their weapons.
No, they're not taken care of properly. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
This is not a personal friend. This is one of those, a friend of a friend. But we were at an event, like, over a decade ago. It was a Halloween party, and he was giving us a tour of the home. Mm. And we go into this one room, and he is a gun collector, avid gun collector, has all kinds of stuff. None of them were put away. They were all on tables out and for display.
Yeah.
It was, like, part of their home decor.
Yeah. The old-timers that had the guns on the wall, you know, some of the old, the collectors and all that stuff. I understand that. But
at least most of them, I feel like, are smart enough to not have them loaded if you have them on the wall or it's like an old musket or something like that. No, this guy, they were loaded.
So, but you think about what is uniquely American, and that's kind of what I was saying earlier on. I want to go back to underscore this. There are people in most of the organized, if you want to call it, industrialized countries, the people who are in countries like France and Germany and Canada and Finland and Belgium and Italy and Switzerland and Australia and Austria, those are all countries that are open and free and countries where you can have a gun and, you know, to a certain degree. But here in our country, we are the only ones, it would seem, as I look around here, I read a lot of the stuff on the plane yesterday coming back home. It's easier for anybody here in our country to get a gun and to shoot things up. And that's what allowed this 18-year-old schmuck, this creature, this cretin, is no good no matter what. I have no tolerance for these. There's the main reason how old he is.
He shot his grandmother in the face.
He's a no good. He should have been eliminated a long time ago. Whether it's mental health or it isn't, this is a subhuman. So he gets these guns. He's got an assault rifle. And he's got a revolver. And he kills 19 children and 2 teachers. And so what is there around the globe? Where can you see this sort of thing? When you look at other countries, does it make a difference? These stats come up all the time. The number of people in public shootings, how many have happened here in the last 10 years? We've had 100 of them.
And how many do we not even know about?
Yeah, that's true. In France, there have been 8. I'm going back again 10 years or so. Germany, 5. Canada, 4. Finland, 3. Now, granted, these countries are not as big as our country, but still, in terms of the numbers, that's what the sheer numbers of these things. And is that an interesting or important or compelling part of the conversation? For me, it kind of is and kind of isn't. I was actually talking to a guy who was sitting in the seat next to me about this, who was a young businessman, and he'd been recently in England, and he'd been in Norway, and he travels around a great deal. And, you know, he said, in the first, he says, I have relatives all over the country. I have relatives in other countries in the world. And there just aren't the number of guns in these other countries as there are here. And, okay, so you want to own a gun. You want to own two guns. You want to own four. But it's so frustrating because I almost want to stop. Because these same conversations we have every single time this happens, and nothing gets done. So, what do we do? That's the question.
That is a big question. And that's one of the things. Everybody wants the same outcome for our kids to be safe, for our communities to be safe. But nobody can come up with the answer that everybody agrees with.
Well, you were at dinner when we had our dinner on Wednesday night at the, it was Tuesday night. I was
trying to have the days. Yeah.
So my son was there and his wife, and you guys all had a nice chat. You hadn't met them before, although it seems like with all the social media back and forth, everybody knows everybody else. My daughter and her husband were there talking as well, enjoying the party. But the discussion came up about where do we go and what do we do and how do you deal with it? And here's there are two mothers with young children. My daughter has a 7-year-old son. And my daughter-in-law has a 7-month-old son as well. What do you do? How do you keep them safe? Neither of my children are excited about staying in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, my son is more actively looking around for another place to live because he doesn't think that Los Angeles is safe. And my daughter feels the same. She is more tied to the work that the family does because you can't just pack up. She and her husband are professors at a university, and they can't just pack up and go. Brendan and his wife can work from anywhere, and so they're thinking about where they're going to go to get away from this, which is kind of a horrible thing when you get right down to it. What a lousy way to deal with this, but it's a way to deal. 48 after.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
In
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It's now 53 after the hour. Traditionally, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program, and that tradition continues for this Thursday, the 26th of May. I'll take a story. Jay will have a story. The first one is a focus on electric cars and who's building them. Interesting, because Hyundai is building facilities that will be dedicated to manufacturing electric vehicles only in Savannah, Georgia. That's their first electric plant here in our country. Hyundai is a brand that's really coming along. I have a friend who's in the car business. He owns 21 dealerships, and 3 of them are Hyundai. I've seen, and people I know who have these Hyundais. My son actually said to me, do you think we can work out a deal with our friend to get me one of these new Hyundai electric vehicles? It's a South Korean automaker. If you didn't know that, we got a couple of those, I think. But Honda's a Japanese make, right? Hyundai is Kia. Kia, I think, is Korean, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, what Hyundai said they were going to do is spend $5.5 billion building these plants, and they're going to get more money from suppliers to help build the extra things, the extra parts of the plant they need. They expect production on this site, which is almost 3,000 acres, to begin in 2025. So they're going to start building next year, and then it'll take them a couple of years to get it set up. The factory is set to make 300,000 cars a year, and that gets 8,100 people jobs in that neck of the woods. That's pretty significant, too. Hyundai isn't going to specify which models they'll be manufacturing, maybe all of the electric models. There are a wide range of models that they are designing, and that'll be big. I know that the market here in America is going to really get beefed up over the next couple of 3 years. The lineup currently consists of the Kona electric car, the IONIQ 5, which I think is the one my son is interested in, and then there's a hydrogen fuel cell powered Nexo, the Hyundai owned Kia. Ah, yeah, see, Hyundai and Kia, both the same company. They also sell electric vehicles. Hyundai's Genesis, a lot of people like those cars. They think they're really a good quality vehicle. They have three electric models. Hyundai Global CEO Jose Munoz told Automotive News this week that up to six models are going to be produced in the new facility. State of Georgia struck a deal with Rivian, the truck manufacturer, $1.5 billion in tax incentives to bring the company there to that state for another 8,000 jobs. Wow. A $5 billion factory expected to create maybe another 7,500 on top of that. This is a big plant. They're going to produce 450,000 EVs a year. Other factories popping up everywhere in the country. Toyota is building one in North Carolina. General Motors is building one in Michigan where their headquarters are. The company that owns Jeep and Dodge and Chrysler is expected to build an electric factory in this country, not sure what location yet. Ford is building one in Tennessee, I think. So here it goes. Here we go into the electric car market, which is okay, except there are some things that go with it that we ought to talk about a little bit later on because we don't have time here. There's some practical sides to getting excited about that. One of the things that Jay's going to talk about in a moment is the F-150 Lightning, another electric vehicle, right after this.
Difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Jay, what's the scoop with this F-150?
Yes, slight issue with their whole keys as phone situation, the F-150. Anybody who's going to be getting it and opted in for that feature to use your phone as the key, which you can also control the windows, the lights, not going to be able to. There's an operating issue with the software. However, they will send out a late summer 2022 software update instead of shipping it with the truck launch. So some users or drivers are going to be a little bit frustrated if they wanted this feature. And the crazy thing is this isn't new technology for Ford. They already had it for the 2020 Lincoln models, Mustang Mach-E, and for whatever reason, they couldn't quite get this. So you'll have to wait for that software update. And it's not an iPhone or an Android operating system issue. This is specifically with Ford's phone as a key situation.
All right, there you are. The amount of technology is amazing and how it works or doesn't work. It's 59 past.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.